Time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92, regular feature where we get together at this time every week and chat with Amber Boyens, registered nutritionist and dietitian, about your health and your diet and nutrition and all of that. Amber is with her own company, her own business here in Madison, Immunutrition, which we'll talk a little later about how to get to that. But Amber, did you follow your rules on Thanksgiving? The advice that you gave us last week about eating slowly and not going back for seconds and all that, did you make sure everybody at your table around you followed those rules too? Or?
Well, you were at that table.
I was. I tried to be careful just because I knew you were watching.
I brought the Brussels sprouts. I brought the squash.
Yes, you did. And it was very good.
Well, good. You have to say that.
That's right. I better. It was all good.
It was all good.
So I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving out there.
Absolutely.
All right. And we're going to talk today about dates. And we're not talking about
romantic
things. Right? We're talking about dates, those things you pick off the tree or eat or where. I don't know where dates come from. They grow on trees? I don't know.
They do. They come from a date palm is what it's called.
All right. What's the reason we're talking about dates?
Well, dates get used a little bit more this time of year. You mentioned one place that
fruitcake.
They
might have dates in them. Yeah.
Find their way into a fruitcake. Right. Date cookies are another common place we see them this time of year. But there's so many great places to use dates, and I talk a lot about trying to reduce added sugar intake, finding better ways for us to get some of those sweets or healthier ways to get some of those sweet treats that we enjoy, and dates is a great opportunity to do that. So, while too much sugar is still too much sugar, we can't eat an unlimited amount of dates, they come with a lot of added nutritional benefit that things like corn syrup or table sugar or some of our other sweeteners don't come with. So today I thought we could talk a little bit about what those benefits are. What are you getting if you use dates instead of some of your other sweeteners? And then if you haven't used dates before, and give you some ideas for some ways you can work them into your diet a little bit too.
Okay, so dates are nutritional and nutritious and healthy, then, is what you're telling me.
They are. Now, they're not a low-calorie food by any means, but like I've said before, it's not all about calories. It's about what kind of nutrition we're getting within that food. So dates or date syrup or date paste is one way that we can add sweetness into the different things that we eat. So they contain sugar and a fair amount of sugar, but they're equal parts fructose and glucose. So that's two different kinds of simple sugars that we take in. And when it comes to fructose, we all malabsorb fructose to some extent. We just don't use it as well as we use glucose, which is our body's main source of energy. But when we have a sweetener like dates, where we have equal amounts of fructose and glucose, everything gets absorbed and utilized a little bit more efficiently. So we tend to tolerate them a little bit better. Dates tend to have less of an impact on blood sugars, partially because of that balance, but also because they're rich in fiber, which we'll talk about in a second. So when we think about other sweeteners, table sugar is also equal parts glucose and fructose, but it doesn't come with all of the extra benefit. Honey, which does come with a lot of benefit, is richer in fructose, so not everybody tolerates it as well. But with dates, that fiber in the flesh and the skin of the dates that we eat, that fiber is a phenomenal nutritional benefit for us, because most of it is coming in the form of a prebiotic, which we've talked about a couple times. But remember, prebiotics are food for those healthy microbes in our gut. So they feed the probiotics in our intestines. And preventing constipation. Again, I know nobody likes to talk about bowel movements other than me, but one of the things that can increase your risk of constipation is overeating. And this is a time of year where we tend to do more overeating than we do maybe in the summer. So getting that adequate fiber, especially the insoluble fiber that we get from dates and all of the prebiotic benefit that we get from dates, can help keep you regular, which can help you keep you comfortable, which can help you enjoy your holidays a little bit more.
That's right.
So fiber alone is a great reason to use dates.
So keep the gut healthy.
To keep the gut healthy, absolutely.
All right.
Now, if you're using date syrup or date paste, we're not going to get as much fiber. So those whole dates, and we'll talk about ways to use them, are going to be the best way to get the fiber itself. They're also loaded with way more vitamins and minerals than any of the other sweeteners that we might use. So potassium, iron, calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, selenium, our B vitamins and vitamin C. Dates are a great source of all of it. So we're getting a lot of nutrition. And on top of those micronutrients, we're also getting those antioxidants, those things that fight inflammation. So when we look at the research around dates, we found that they might even be neuroprotective. So they can help support good memory, help prevent cognitive decline, because they've got so many different antioxidants and anti-inflammatory components in them. In addition to that, they're antifungal, they're antibacterial, they're antiviral. So they do a lot of things to really support our immune system, support cardiovascular health, so supporting our heart, and supporting our immune system just as a whole, which is also a good thing this time of year when we're bringing home a lot of germs those family gatherings.
A lot of different things going around right now.
So many different things going around. So the better your body is set up to fight them, the better, right? The less likely you are to have to miss any of your events because you're sick. So dates can be used in a lot of different ways. Now, I mentioned date syrup and date paste. Very easy things to make at home on the stove if you wanted to, but you can also purchase date paste or date syrup. That can be used as a sweetener alternative in baking. So you can use that instead of using brown sugar or table sugar or one of those different types of sweeteners that doesn't really come with a lot of nutritional benefit. You can also add it into smoothies. You can add it into yogurt, oatmeal, anything that you want to just add a little bit of sweetness to. Dates can go a long way. We mentioned date cookies and there's date bars, like almond butter date bars. There's a great recipe for those on my favorite vegetable website, which is the It's a Veg World After All.com. And that's a great place to find some good ways to use dates as well. But it can just be a more nutritious way to add sugar to some of those things that we like to sweeten. You know,
Just looking here, I looked up dates. I Googled dates. You know, I always like to do that.
I love it when you do that.
While you're chatting a little bit. And this pretty much backs up everything that you said.
Oh, good.
That's a good thing. The top five health benefits of dates: supporting gut health, mm-hmm. may support bone health.
Bone health, yep.
Facilitate a natural birth. Maybe useful sugar replacement.
Yes.
Rich in protective antioxidants.
There we go.
All of that and more.
And more. Yeah. And that's just that there's so many great ways to, so many great benefits for using this and so many ways to use it. So we talked about just adding the sweetness, but you can even make a salad dressing or a marinade by blending dates with olive oil, balsamic vinegar, things like that. You can stuff dates with things like goat cheese. You can, or almond butter is another one. You can wrap them in bacon. And then, just like we talked about last week, anytime we can partner a carb with a fat, we're going to reduce the impact on blood sugar too. So if you wrap those dates and put a little goat cheese in the date, wrap it in bacon and toss it in the oven, can be a great way to enjoy it and not have a huge blood sugar
impact.
Sounds
interesting. Yeah.
Still not an unlimited thing to eat, but a tasty and nutritious one.
All right. And it looks like a lot of different kinds of dates too that you can get.
There are. Yeah. And it's really that deep, rich color that's bringing in all of the antioxidant benefit, and all of those different forms of dates that you can have are going to be a good source of fiber. There's just going to be a little bit of variation in how much magnesium or selenium or potassium or anything like that is coming with it.
Okay. All right. Well, who knew?
Yeah.
Until today.
Until today.
Dates for that health. I like, date cookies.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll eat most anything that has dates in it.
There you go.
So some people don't like dates, but
we'll try some new recipes at Christmas this year too, and
maybe make them a different way, and maybe you'll like them, right?
Absolutely. I think that's the thing. Anytime we try a new food, or if there's a food that you don't particularly like, try making it a different way. If you usually have it sweet, make it savory. If you usually roast it, try putting it into a salad.
Put some bacon on it.
And put some bacon on it. Everything's good with bacon.
Everybody likes bacon.
You got it.
All right. Well, Amber, if anybody has any questions about anything we've talked about on the program, how can they find you?
Yeah, you can find me online at www.imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. Or you can look on Facebook at imunutrition.
Okay, we should send out a shout out to Dan Larson here today, too. Yeah. I found out he's a regular listener.
Good.
On your show.
Absolutely.
And you're not talking directly to Dan. We just want to point that out.
I'm not. However, maybe I'll bring a little date treat over to Dan. He's a neighbor.
He'd like dates. Yeah.
There we go.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So thanks for tuning in, Dan.
That's right.
All right. We'll see you again next week. Another Taco Tuesday.
Sounds good.